Next to LG&E's Cane Run Power Station, there's a coal ash landfill. It holds the fly ash that's left over after coal is burned. The residents of Cane Run Road say the ash routinely blows off the landfill and travels onto their property, coating siding and windows. Now, this new report commissioned by the power company is the latest study to lend credence to those concerns. The report, which was prepared by a third party, analyzes data from 6 samples taken off nearby homes. All showed significant amounts of coal ash. Fly and the heavier bottom ash composed more than 50% of 4 of the samples. Kathy Little's home was one of those sampled. During a recent walk down Cane Run Road, she pointed to the air above the landfill.
Yeah, there it goes. You see the black up there? If you'll notice, you'll see some ash blowing.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's what they're trying to keep on their property. And it's not happening.
Sure enough, ash wisps were flying off. Little says the new report vindicates her and her neighbors' concerns. But at this point, she wouldn't believe LG&E if they claim the samples were negative.
If they say nothing, I don't believe them. I wouldn't believe them because, well, you were there and you saw what was on the sides of the home.
The report cautions that the samples might not be representative of the whole area, but should be used to direct future sampling. LG&E spokeswoman Chris Whalen says the amount of coal ash found in these samples was significantly higher than any previous tests have shown.
We are always concerned about our homeowners that are in our area, so we want to ensure that we're doing the best possible thing we can for them to ensure that we are being good neighbors. And for us, I think that means that we need to, you know, continue to test and see you know, exactly what is going on out there.
LG&E will hold a meeting Monday evening with area residents to share the study results with them. The tests don't say whether the ash came from the landfill, which would be illegal, or from the plant's smokestacks, which is allowed to a degree. But at least one of the samples showed traces of a material called Positec, which is only used in the landfill. Louisville Metro Air Pollution Control District spokesman Matt Stoll says he expects the matter to be discussed internally. But
what we've seen here also may lead us to ask LG&E or cause LG&E to take some remedial action here.
As far as the city is concerned, when dust or a smell limits a person's rights to enjoy their property, it counts as a nuisance. Those living across from the power plant allege the ash has not only damaged their property, but has caused serious health problems, such as cancer, asthma, and even birth defects. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.